make this official.
Okay. Carolyn Burton? Carolyn?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was muted. Carolyn's here.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fred Blair is here. Unless you want to say here again, Fred.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos? Jose Luis Fuentes?
Here.
Jane Gatewood?
I'm here.
Donald Goldmacher? William Heerwagon?
Present.
Kim Kaufman is here. Hank Lamb?
Here.
Robert Mark?
Here.
Brenda Medina?
Present.
Lawrence Reyes?
Brenda Medina is present.
Yeah, Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence is here.
Richard Giselle?
Here.
Oh, and Frank LaFever, sorry. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's quorum.
Okay, thank you, Kim. This is the first real meeting of the Audit Committee for 2014. Again, I'm Fred Blair, interim chair of the committee. Have people received the minutes from the last Audit Committee meeting?
Point of order, Fred?
Right. I'm sorry. The agenda is the first item of business, I believe. Kim, what, you had a question?
No, that was it. You said an agenda. I haven't seen it yet, so maybe you can read it for the stream.
Okay, we're going to have to wing this tonight since I didn't make up a formal agenda. So there's about four items on the agenda. Obviously, approval minutes from the last meeting of the Audit Committee. Selection of the next meeting date. Report back. Item number three would be report back by the chair from the questions I was requested to ask the auditor. And then item four will be election of officers for this year, for the Audit Committee for this year. Does anybody have any additions to the agenda?
Yeah, this is Brenda.
Go ahead. You can speak.
So for the last agenda item, from my understanding in most committees is that we do nominations. And we usually close nominations of permanent offices. And then the way the election goes is that we actually submit our votes to someone from the national office. My assumption is it'd probably be Lachelle Mosley, who has taken our vote counts before.
I believe that's how we did it last year. So I believe that. Point of order.
We can discuss this when we get to this on the agenda. We're just setting the agenda right now.
No, the reason, Chair, this is Brenda again.
Okay.
The reason why I bring it up is that I don't want whoever's listening to the stream to be confused. So we should change the agenda item to nominations of officers as opposed to election of officers. That's it.
Okay, thank you for the correction. The correction is noted.
Well, point of order, we could elect somebody if there was only one person nominated. It could be acclamation. So it could happen. It doesn't, we don't know how many nominations there will be.
I'm sorry, I was getting a second call coming in. Am I still on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Kim, I didn't get the nuance of what you were saying there. Could you repeat it for the chair?
I'm just saying it could be an election if there aren't any contested elections. If there's no contested elections, okay? We don't know, so.
The wording of the fourth item on the agenda is the nomination for nomination of officers. I assume if only one person is nominated for the chair position, we can vote that up or down but otherwise we'll have to have a email ballot as we did last year for officers. In any case, this is a discussion about the point. I think this should be postponed until we actually get to that point on the agenda. Is there any additions to the agenda at this point from anybody?
Yes, Carolyn, I'd like to make an addition. I'd like to move that we invite the auditor to explain to us where we are with the audit, what problems, if any, he has encountered, how it's being dealt with, and what the prognosis is for a successful audit being completed. I know we have problems, and I think it would behoove us to hear from the auditor himself at the next meeting, if it's not even too late.
Okay. Well, the point on the agenda that would be after nominations of officers. That would be
correct.
Invite auditor to speak to committee.
Right. And give us an update. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any objections to that by any of the members? Okay. So I've added that to the agenda. Is any more additions to the agenda? Okay, I don't hear any. We have an agenda. Okay, so the first point on the agenda, moving to the agenda, the first point on the agenda is accepting minutes from the last audit committee meeting. Have everybody seen those minutes?
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPK. Here.
William here also.
Okay, I've got you have the floor, Luis.
This is Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. I have looked at the minutes, and I've sent a comment to the interim secretary that the dates of July must be mistaken, and they should be June dates.
I didn't see that yet, but that's a correction for the minutes. Mm-hmm. Any comment? Secretary, is there any comment on that?
No. I looked at them quickly, and it appears I did. Some places write June and some July. I have no problem with that.
Okay. So you will correct that. Henry Hairwagon?
Yeah, William Hairwagon here.
I'm sorry, William.
That's all right. I need the document sent in just as a doc, not docx. My computer can't handle that.
Chair would make a suggestion to the secretary that you send both the doc, you send the text in the email and also as a document. So for those who can't read particular document types, they can at least read the email version. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, that was not Henry, but William.
Thank you.
Okay, so there's no more objections to the minutes. Hearing no objections, the minutes are accepted. Moving on now to the next meeting date.
Point of information.
Jose, state your point of information.
Is the minutes are accepted as amended?
Yes, I'll say they're accepted as amended. We did not meet in June because of the problem with Ring 2. And so they're accepted as amended with the amended dates. Okay. Again, moving on to the next meeting date. I'm bringing up my calendar here. At our convening meeting of the audit committee, we had selected the fourth Tuesday of the month for our meeting date. The next meeting date will be August 26th. I mentioned here, I have not actually put the meeting dates on the KPFTX calendar. I wanted to hold off because we had selected the fourth Tuesday of the month so that we would not be synced with the Finance Committee. It turns out the Finance Committee that same night chose the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. Does the committee want to reopen the issue of meeting nights? I hear no response to that, so...
I'm sorry, I have a question for Ed, excuse me. Carolyn on the staff?
And yeah. Brenda for the staff.
Okay, Carolyn, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, I missed that. Is finance meeting twice a month? Is that our problem?
Well, it was explicitly stated as a desire by the committee members that the meeting night not be the same as the Finance Committee, so people could actually listen to the Finance Committee. And it turns out in our best efforts of selecting the fourth Tuesday, the Finance Committee also selected the fourth Tuesday that same evening. So it's a case of, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, I guess.
Well, if I may, we shouldn't conflict. The meetings are available on audio for anyone who wants to listen and can listen, you know, on the audio. They don't have to listen in live. So with all due respect, I do think we have no conflict, actually, if we want to set our meetings on the same date.
I just, wanted to restate this for the committee members. We've already selected the fourth Tuesday of the month. We can stay with that, or if there's a great desire to change that, we can discuss it. But in any case, the next meeting date should be August 26th.
Robert is back.
Robert, you
back.
I'm sorry. I have Robert and then Hank. Did I also? I thought I heard somebody else besides Carolyn who wanted to be on the stack.
Brenda.
Brenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think, Brenda, you were next.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, I don't have a computer in front of me, but is there a way to possibly meet the third Tuesday of the month? Just in case, you know, people want to listen to the live stream, even if they're not on the committee for the Finance Committee, and possibly ask the board members questions or things like that. So I think it would be important in order to give that space for audit committee members to listen to the stream.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda. Okay. I think that would require, as chair, I think that would require a vote by the committee again to select the meeting date. Robert, you have the floor.
I was just going to point out that we were aware that the Finance Committee met on the second and fourth Tuesdays, and we rejected that. It wasn't like we're taking it up again because we didn't consider it before. And I don't think it was because they picked their meeting date after we picked ours. They meet on the second and fourth Tuesday, and we had that vote. And I just wonder how many other things are going to come up on this agenda that aren't there that we can reconsider from past meetings.
Thank you, Robert. Hank?
Well, I agree with Robert and Carolyn. You know, this seems to be a non-issue for the most part. If people can listen on the stream, they're free to contact anyone with questions at any time. So I think we've spent our time on it and made our decision, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Okay. It seems like the consensus around of the committee is we stay with the fourth Tuesday and move on. Okay. Does anyone else want to speak on this issue? If not, we'll move on to the third item on our agenda, which is a report back by the chair on the questions I was put to the auditor. This was about 6 weeks ago, but I think it's still relevant. Is Jane Gatewood back by any chance? I'd like her to hear this, but doesn't sound like it, so I'll just proceed.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. I'm here. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jane. I was, I believe, presented with three questions to ask the auditor, and I'm trying to bring up the minutes from the last meeting. So I've got your list here, Jane, so I'll just go through it. There was a first question is these questions that I put directly to the auditor when I call him, are we being charged for those? And the auditor was very open on this. No, we aren't. When the auditor formally appears in front of the committee or the board of directors, those are billable hours, and those engagements are billed to Pacifica, but the short questions that I put to the auditor directly or by email are not charged for. So there was some concern about that. Next time I was asked to ask the auditor is, do we still owe the auditor money from last year? And the auditor has answered in the affirmative. I believe he answered about $25,000. I tried to contact the auditor today to see if there's been any additional billing, and I wasn't able to get through to him. I will try and do that tomorrow, and I will email the committee any answers I get back on that. Okay, the big question I was put is people want to know how long it would take the auditor to do the audit once Pacifica has gotten everything ready for the audit team to move in and do the audit. And the auditor stated very firmly that it will take his team basically 8 weeks to do the audit once Pacifica has gotten its all the material, all its paperwork ready for the audit team to start working on the audit. Is there any additional questions around so far? Any follow-up on what I've just announced to the committee? Okay. One of the questions I was going to place to the auditor today is if he's gotten any additional information from our CFO, Raul, on the starting date for the audit. I've heard listening to the Finance Committee that Raul is supposed to be prepared for the audit to start, I believe, August 1st. If that 8 week, that the auditor is very firm about that 8 weeks. So that would mean that the audit would be probably completed and ready to submit to the PNB, or at least to the audit committee first, by September 30th, if the start date is August 1st. If it's not August 1st, I don't know to what extent the auditor has to what the scheduling issues are for his audit team. What, if it's delayed much longer, what what implications that has on scheduling for him. Okay, I'm going down the list here. Jane asked me sent me a question about the engagement of Armino. By the way, the auditors changed their name from Armino McKenna to just Armino LLP. So I think they've dropped the McKenna. For those that note those things. History for those people that are new on the audit committee, they weren't at last year. The audit committee voted back in November of 2013 to re-engage the audit firm of Armino for the 2013 audit. My understanding is the P&B did not vote on accepting that until February of 2014. There was some confusion at that time. Evidently, the engagement wasn't signed by the executive director. What happened is I was called in March of 2013 and sent the engagement letter, and I was called by the national office, by Tamika, and asked to sign the engagement letter to have the audit proceed. And the engagement letter was signed on, I believe it was March 17th. So the auditor was engaged officially on March 17th to do the audit for 2013. And I think that's all the questions that I was asked. I open my presentation to questions.
William for the stack.
Okay, and Carolyn to the stack.
Okay, hold on. Carolyn, anybody else?
William.
I got William and Carolyn. Okay, William, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not a question. It's I'll phrase it as a question. Wouldn't you think that when the auditor says, when they have all their material, that that's not going to be, even if we get our income statements and balance sheets out by August 1, the auditor's going to have other information that he's going to want. So that's not, August 1 would, or any, whatever the date turns out to be, is not day zero or day one for counting the 8 weeks.
I think we would have to ask the auditor for the details on that. I don't know if things have changed. Also, it was about 6 weeks ago that I talked to the auditor, but he was pretty firm that they can do the audit, you know, including, you know, writing up the audit report in 8 weeks.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that he's basing what you said was something like when they have all the material that they need. August 1 is not going to be the day that they have all the material that they need. They're going to look at the financial statements, and they're going to say, well, I want this from this station, I want that from the national office, I want the other. So I'm saying it's not reasonable to expect 8 weeks from August 1.
Kim to the stack.
Okay, Kim. The only response I can make, I'm not a CPA. I realize that the audit is an interactive process between the Pacifica management and financial staff and the auditors. I assume that the auditor took those things into consideration. I cannot answer for the auditor. He said 8 weeks. I'm assuming that he knows what he's doing, but maybe it's another reason to have the auditor on the phone on next month's phone call. Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, sorry, I was muted. Yes, my problem is that the auditor obviously is not going to do too much finger pointing, but I do think that we need to hear from our CFO as to what the delay is. This is outrageous. Why don't we know what the delay is? I don't think the auditor, if you asked him, I don't know if he gave you a direct answer, but I have a feeling we need to question our CFO directly. So maybe we need to have him on the call as well. Somehow we need to know what is holding this up. This is costing us a fortune. We can't afford this. And I don't know what the problem is. Thank you.
Hank to the stack.
I've got
Lawrence
you, Hank.
To the stack.
Carolyn, I didn't talk to the CFO, so I've only heard the CFO speak on the National Finance Committee. And
well,
I'm
maybe
at,
we all right. Let me make a motion out of that, Fred, and suggest that we invite the CFO on as well as the auditor and get some straight answers here. This is outrageous. If there's a second to that, I would appreciate it. If not, somehow we have to find information from the CFO.
Denise don't need seconds.
Okay, thank you.
You want it to be on the stack, Jane? Okay. Kim, you're next, and I guess since we have a motion on the floor, you can speak to that.
Yeah.
Lawrence to the stack.
I've got you, Lawrence.
Can you hear me?
Barely. Your voice is a little low.
Well, what are you going to do? I'd like to amend Carolyn's motion to say that the PNB will ask the CFO at the next meeting where we have a CFO report. And I'm saying that only because I think it will be quicker than it will come sooner than the next audit meeting.
Jose Luis Puentes, I second that, KPFA.
And also, I would just like
Kim,
to add...
Kim, what is the date you're suggesting? Sorry.
Whenever the next PMB meeting is.
It's Thursday night.
The chair to have the CFO
Thursday.
On and give us a report. I mean, we
it's
can be
Thursday
a lot
night.
Quicker than waiting a month for this committee to meet.
It's two days from now.
Fine. We can ask. We should ask. I mean, that's our responsibility to ask and get, you know, what we need. But also, I just want to speak to the process of the auditor gives the CFO gives the business managers the list of items that they need for their audit. They're called schedule. So the business managers presumably have been busy working to prepare these schedules at the request of the auditor. So the minute they get the material they have requested, then they can go to work. So there's, you know, if they say if by some miracle they have all the material they requested on August 1, they're good to go. I'm done.
Is Fred
Hello,
is Fred still on the call?
Well, somebody popped off. Who was next on the stack? I'll carry on until Fred gets back
on. I believe
somebody
it was me.
Off.
No, it was Hank.
Oh, Hank and then me.
Hank and Lawrence? Hank.
Yeah, Hank and Lawrence.
Okay, which one of you were first?
Me. Okay.
Whoever me was.
Hank.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, Hank.
This is Hank, KPFT. We have a terrible track record of audits. The last audit was way off the time base. I think that we should ask questions and everything, but we should watch our tone about it because we don't know what the situation is. We don't know what the causes are. except for the fact that he was locked out of the office for quite a while. And, you know, we can get all the questions answered. We just need to go about it in a business-like manner rather than a point-making manner.
Next on the stack, Lauren.
Yeah, thank you. I agree with Hank there. Just that I believe during two meetings ago, I made a motion that was similar to Carolyn's motion in regards to having the CFO and to report where exactly the national office was in terms of providing the atmosphere and the tools for the auditors to do their audit. So, but I also, you know, support your suggestion, Kim, that we could ask the CFO. But I believe the next meeting is a continuation meeting for the bylaws. So I don't know if we'll have the CFO on the phone, although we could request that he is. But it is a continuation meeting. So,
Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
I'm back. This is Fred. I'm back. Somehow my internet went down here, and I've been using Skype to get on, so I'm back for now. Thanks for anybody.
Yeah, I can hold for a minute. Yeah.
Okay. Can somebody recap for me what's happened on the motion?
I made an amendment that the PMB will request the information from the CFO only because we can get it quicker than waiting for the next audit meeting. Or I could amend that further, whichever comes first, the next audit meeting or getting the CFO to respond to us.
Okay. I think Hank was next on the...
Hank and Lawrence have spoken, so we're...
Okay, Jane, you're next on the stack.
This is Hank. Can we add that this committee requests that, not the PNB, because then we got to wait for a PNB vote and everything else. But let's ask directly from this committee for him to report to the PNB.
Carolyn, since it's your amendment, do you accept that Hank's amendment to your motion as friendly?
Yes, that's
friendly?
Fine. Thank you. Thank you.
Point of order.
Kim?
If we pass a motion here, then it goes to the PNB to be approved. So that could take, I don't know, the rest of this year and half of the next, in order to any motions from committees get approved. You can do that, but it will be sitting way at the bottom of the agenda for quite a while.
Thank you, Kim. Jane, you have the floor.
Yes, I have two concerns. First is if we're asking the auditor to join us on the August call, presumably he will be their staff will be involved with the audit by that time, one would hope. My concern is that if it is billable hours, that we really should be very focused in terms of questions that we'd like him to address. So I think that if we do make we should...
Close.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're having beeps here. Your people are leaving, or we had a new person join the meeting. Did somebody new just start, join? Well, Jane, continue.
Right. So if we are asking the auditor to join us, I hope that we have a process where we give the auditor our written questions at least a week in advance so that he can respond to questions and then, you know, perhaps keep the time, you know, as focused as possible. To get the most bang for the buck. And then in terms of the concept of having the PMB raise the question, I think that might be a mistake. I think the PMB has an awful lot on their table. I don't, maybe I'm missing something, but is there some reason why the chair of this committee cannot directly ask the audit, the CFO to provide answers, which even if they're in writing, could be transmitted to the committee as soon as the questions are asked? Is there a reason why a chair of this committee cannot talk to the CFO?
Not that I know of.
Well, I'm thinking that's a better approach.
Anybody else like to speak on this issue?
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
William, you got the floor.
Okay. I know and I understand we're all concerned about when we're going to have, when Pacifica is going to have information ready, when the audit's going to start, and all those good questions. But the audit committee function or functions are to hire the auditor and to review the auditor's suggestions to, and review that with Pacifica to see if they're being implemented. It is not our business to be going out and asking questions of everybody, when is it going to be ready? When is it going to be ready? Why aren't you ready? That's not our job. I believe this motion and amendments are out of order.
Thank you, William.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Carolyn, you have the floor.
Yes, well, ordinarily, I would agree with William if things were proceeding the way they're supposed to, but obviously there's a problem. And what committee would be better suited to find out what the problem is with the audit than the audit committee? If William thinks someone else has more standing, I'd like to hear it. But basically, I think it is our job. We hired the auditor, we recommended the auditor who was hired, and we need to know what the problem is. So I think it's entirely appropriate whether we have you do it as the chair, Fred, and ask for answers or not. Frankly, if we ask for answers from the CFO, the auditor, and get brief answers in writing, and that costs us a little less money, that's fine with me. But somehow I think we need to take responsibility for our actions. We hired an auditor, and now we need to know why the audit isn't being done. Thank you.
Robert.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Robert.
Robert, you have the floor.
Yeah, a couple of points. The first is, I think that we are free to engage our own CFO to give us answers about how the progress is going at our end to facilitate the auditors. The auditors know how to do this, and I'm sure if there's any delays, it's on our part, not theirs. So my other point is there's an important aspect of the audit that seems to have been completely omitted here, which is at some point in the beginning of the process, the auditor is supposed to meet with us to hear our concerns of matters that they ought to look for when they're auditing us. And then after that session, they're supposed to go out and without any more input from us, do an audit, look for the things that we've expressed concerns about, and not come back to us until it's done. And we have not had that entrance meeting with which to raise any concerns our members might have about what the auditor might want to look for in our audit.
Good point, Robert.
Jose,
you're absolutely correct. Jose, you have the floor.
So, just, you know, the PMB had a meeting with the auditors in which all the directors from the stations voiced their concerns of what they wanted the audit to look like. So I understand that this committee wants the same information the PMB already obtained. I'm just concerned about expendable hours for us to get the same information that the PMB already directed the auditors to focus on and consider.
Jane Gatewood for the
Jane, you have the floor.
Carolyn to the fact, please. Thank you.
Okay. Jane, you have the floor.
Yeah. So in response to the point that Jose Luis just shared, I would be very interested to have that information, whatever the auditors, whatever direction they were provided by the directors. I would like to have that. And if I, you know, observe any perhaps lack of clarity, I might want to chime in on it. I'm not aware of whatever our directors told them, and I would like to receive that. Is that possible?
Jane, for a point of information, that audio was the meeting with the auditors was streamed and archived on our website. I have listened to it already. Okay. Yes, Hank. Carolyn, you're next.
Wait. So can you...
I'm sorry, Jane.
No, first of all, what was the date? And second of all, is there anything in writing about it? About what the auditor was asked to focus on? So I don't have the same...
I'm not sure if the... is everybody still there, or have I lost you again? Hello?
No, we're here.
We're on mute, okay? That's why we're okay. Silent. But I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, I'll put you down, Kim. Jane, I don't have the date, but Paul, the two auditors that were present at on the conference call with the PNB were... what's his name? Paul Grady was not present, but hold on.
Ben Stork.
Ben Stork and Lynn, the woman who does the tax returns.
William here. That was June 5.
Thank you, William. But the audio was archived at that time. And I believe it was at the beginning of the PNB meeting, Jane.
Thank you. But is there anything in writing?
Not that I know of at this time.
Thank you.
Carolyn, you're next.
Yes, well, Jose's point is well taken, but that was then and this is now. We need an update. Things are being delayed much too long. So I think to say that the PNB made its inquiry doesn't absolve us from making our inquiry. So I would really like to have the CFO and the auditor on this committee and not just rely on the PNB. We can certainly listen to the PNB and make our own judgments, but time's a-wasting here. So I would like to see that motion. I've come to a vote. Thank you.
Okay. Hank, you're next.
Okay. A couple of things. I agree with Jose Luis that that the information is pretty much already out there. There's nothing we can do at this point to speed the audit. I think we're just kind of asking questions to repeat the questions so that in some fashion it makes the CFO look bad. There's some leftover stuff from last year that's affecting these things and from earlier this year. The man is trying to do his job as far as we know. The auditor is set up to start on a date as far as we know. The important thing right now would probably be to make sure the station's getting their stuff correctly. As far as we know, that has been done. But what we haven't done as an audit committee is implement the things that were in the last audit regarding proper checks and balances. We've done none of those things.
Thank you, Hank. Kim?
Okay. Well, the audit committee does not take care of the deficiencies. That's what management does, okay? We don't do that. We make sure that management has done it. There's that. Now, I would like to make an amendment or substitute motion here or whatever. Number one, we think of questions that we want to ask the CFO, and we send them to him right now to get answers. Like, what's your estimation of when the audit will start? And if that doesn't get us what we want, then we can request people to come on our next meeting. I mean, our question pretty much centers around when's the audit going to start? I can't think of anything else. So if we get that answer from the CFO, we don't really need to have them on the call in a month. And same with the auditor. I mean, if the audit has started, then they're working. And if it hasn't started, there's nothing the auditor can do. So that's my motion. It's sort of a substitute.
Carolyn on the phone.
Okay, Carolyn, you have the floor.
Yeah, I object to that substitute, and I'd like to call the question.
Any objections to calling the... I'm sorry?
Yeah, William for the stack.
Point of order, Chair.
I'm sorry?
Point of
Lawrence
order. Thank you, as a point of order as well.
Okay,
William.
Lawrence, what is your point of order?
Okay, I agree with Caroline. We have to vote against amendments before we could call the question on Caroline's original motion. Can you hear me, Claire?
Repeat that. Would you please repeat that, Lawrence?
Sure. Yeah, we have to vote on Ken's amendment first. Before we can entertain
the motion
anymore.
Okay, Hank, what's the point of order?
Well, this is a committee, and you can't stop conversation on a topic by calling the question.
Says who?
Says Robert's rules.
Yeah, well, William.
William
was. Okay. I don't know if the point of order at this point, or I'll just repeat what I said earlier, that this whole notion that the audit committee goes after the finding out about what the finances are and when the reports are going to be ready is out of order. That's not our job. That's the job of the finance committee. And to go bothering the CFO and the auditor at this point in time is not worth it, and it's not our job. Our job is what Hank was talking about, and I mentioned earlier, to follow up to see if management has done the things recommended by prior audits, and to hire the auditor. That's it. We're not supposed to be into why didn't the audit start yet. That's up to the Finance Committee to make sure that the management staff is doing its job. Thank you.
Is there any more discussion on Kim's substitute motion at this point? I'm sorry?
Robert, I would like to.
Robert,
yeah, you have the floor. Yeah, I'd just like to say, first of all, Hank is absolutely right on Robert's rules. That's one of the reasons why you go into a committee of the whole, so that no one can call the question on something you're discussing. So I think he's absolutely right on that. There was another point I had, but it seems to have escaped me, but I guess I might come back to it if it's all that important.
Thank you, Robert. Does anybody want... I'm not quite sure where to proceed in terms of Robert's at this point. And so unless somebody wants to close discussion and vote on the motion.
Fred, could you ask the Secretary to repeat the proposed substitute motion?
Thank you, Jane. Kim, can you repeat your substitute motion? I have it written down here, but I'll let Kim restate it.
I'll restate it if you have it better, because I'm in my car, that we ask that this committee send the CFO and ask him a question. When does he expect the audit to start? And, well, I you know, my original motion was, and then we can ask the auditor to come on the call. I think after hearing other people, I don't recommend them wasting their time coming on here just to answer, you know, when's the audit going to get done or why isn't it getting done? So I don't know if I can revise my motion. We send the CFO an email from this committee asking what's the estimated date for the audit to begin. I mean, this is totally outside of law, but whatever. But it,
Okay, I think we got it, Kim. I'll restate it. You're asking me to send an email to the CFO asking when his best estimate is that the audit will start.
Yeah.
Do people want to continue discussing this, or?
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Yes.
Is this a substitute motion or an amendment?
Kim made it. Kim's wanted to make it as a substitute motion, as a rather than inviting the auditor and CFO to speak in front of the committee. That was, I believe, her intent.
Yeah. All right. Then I'm objecting to that. Mm-hmm. And I will vote no to substitute. As a memo will be fine, but I disagree with William that we don't have the right to ask the CFO what the problem is. Thank you.
Point of order.
You have the. What's your point of order?
Yes, this is Robert. The point of order is we had a member object that the motion was out of order, and we never had a ruling from the chair one way or the other. And we probably ought to have a ruling from the chair one way or the other.
Point of information.
Thank you, Robert.
The chair, the chair is not sure how to rule on that. I don't think it's out of order, but somebody have point of information?
This is Kim. I'm not sure which motion you were talking about, Robert. Or which part of motion?
I believe Robert was speaking about your substitute motion.
Oh.
Since we already had a motion on the floor. I think this is getting beyond my... knowledge of Robert's rules of order.
I think it's going beyond my interest in this whole topic.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard Uzel.
Yes, Richard, you have the floor.
You can take a motion and then a substitute motion, and then you deal with a substitute motion first. But you can have a motion and a couple of amendments on the floor at the same time. But you can have a motion and a substitute at the same time. That's why that's why people are looking at the difference of the two.
Well, we have to if we have the substitute motion on the floor at this time, we have to dispose of it one way or the other, either pass it or turn it down.
Could I have a question, please?
Richard, go ahead.
Is the only difference between those two motions that one is asking for a personal appearance and the other is asking that the chair ask them the question and bring back the answer?
In essence, I think so.
Okay.
So, Kim, unless you want remove your motion, we have to deal with it.
That's fine. I can.
Does somebody want to call the question?
Sorry, I was on mute. We can't call the question. I mean, just call for the vote, Fred.
Okay. On Kim's motion to place a question to the CFO about when he thinks the audit will start. Would people please vote in the affirmative if you want that question placed to the CFO?
Point of information, this is a substitute motion. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, another point of information, William.
Yes, William.
That's in the form. What Kim said, I believe, is in the form of an email.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Okay, sorry, is this in place? So Carolyn is saying to do it over the phone as opposed to what Kim is substituting to do it over email. Is that correct?
Yes, and it's just to CFO, not the auditor.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Carolyn Burton. How do you
Carolyn, vote? you have the floor.
No, Carolyn, how do you vote? I'll come back to Carolyn. Fred Blair?
I vote yes. Oh, wait a second. Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Maria Elena Castellanos? Not here. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Jane Gatewood?
Yes.
Is that a yes, Jane?
Yes.
Okay. It's just a little fuzzy. Donald Goldmacher? Not here. William Heerwagon?
Pass.
Kim votes yes. Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? Okay. Robert Mark?
Aye.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Okay. Brenda Medina?
I vote yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
I vote yes. Lawrence votes yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Abstain.
William Heerwagon, how do you vote? Oh, and Frank LeFever, he's not on.
Yeah, William, I abstain.
Okay. Carolyn Burton? Carolyn? All right. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 8 yes, and 2 abstain.
It's 8-0-2.
Yes.
Okay, I'll email the CFO with my official title as interim chair of the audit committee and ask him when he thinks we'll start the audit. Okay, so now we revert to Carolyn's original motion, which was to invite the auditor, and was it amended to include the CFO onto the audit committee?
Point of order, I guess it is.
Okay. You have the floor.
The substitute motion is now the main motion, and you vote on that as the main motion.
Oh, I'm okay. Thank you. So, Kim, will you
all right,
take?
Here we go.
Hold on a second. Is there any objection to putting the question to the CFO via email about the start of the audit? Hearing no objection, it passes. Thank you, committee members. I guess we've disposed. Is there any more discussion on the presentation by the chair about the points that the committee wanted me to follow up from the last, I believe it was June's meeting?
Richard,
you have the floor.
Could you send those of us, the rest of the committee who were here last year, have that letter of the things that the deficiencies last year, but the new ones don't. Could you send us all that letter so that we have an understanding of what we're dealing with? Thank you.
Yes. You're talking, Richard, you're talking about the management letter from 2012. From the 2012 audit, and I will also. Does the committee also want the chair to send the 2013 engagement letter to the committee?
Yes, please.
And I just want to reiterate, the engagement letter is proprietary, so it should not be made public. So I will send out the management letter and the engagement letter later this evening to the committee. If this completes any additional questions on...
William, I have one.
Go
I have
ahead,
a point of order. This is Kim. I'll let William go first, but...
Okay. Thank you. I wasn't sure I understood completely. Could you repeat about when the auditor charges and when things are included in the overall fee?
Yes, when the auditor makes formal presentations at meetings of either the meeting of the P&B or committees, he does formally charge for that. On some of these questions that I've informally placed with him when I talk to him on the phone, he's not charging us for those.
But what would happen if he appeared with us where it's not a formal presentation by him?
Well, I assume that would be billable time.
Thank you.
If he appeared on the committee meeting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim. You have the floor.
I just want to point out that the management letter is also confidential.
Thank you. I did send the management letter out to all the new P&B directors this year, I believe back in February, but I will resend that to this year's committee members too. Okay, I think we move on to the fourth point on the agenda, which is the nomination of officers for this for the Audit Committee of 2014.
This is Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I'd like to nominate Brenda Medina.
I should state that... nominations are open for chair of the committee. So you're nominating Brenda Medina. I don't think we need we need a second for nominations.
Jane Gatewood for the SAC.
Jane, you have the floor.
I'd like to nominate Hank Lamb.
Thank
Carolyn
you.
Carolyn to the SAC.
Carolyn, you have the floor.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Fred Blair.
Okay. Does anybody else want to make a nomination at this time?
That's it.
Okay. So we have three people for chair of the audit committee. Brenda,
yes.
Medina. Hello.
This is Hank.
Yes, Hank.
I respectfully decline. I have literally no more time in my week. To handle such duties.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for considering being chair anyway. So that leaves, if there's no more nominations, that leaves us with two people. I guess it's appropriate at this point to have the discussion that Brenda opened earlier in the meeting. Since we need to vote. Hello?
I'm sorry, Fred. May I nominate William Harrington?
That's Jane again?
Yes.
Okay. I'm putting William down.
Yeah, I decline as William. Thank you, Jen.
Okay.
if there are is there any more nominations at this point?
Mr. Chair, I would like to nominate Jose Luis Fuentes.
Okay. Who was that who made the nomination? Was that Frank
Richard?
Oh, Richard.
Richard.
Thank you very much, Richard, but Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA, declines. Like Hank, I have too much to do.
Okay. I don't want this to be like an auction where we have to...
Jane Keyword for the SAC.
Jane, you have the floor.
And this is no offense intended for our California representatives, but I wonder, Robert Mark, would you be willing to accept the nomination? Let me put it this way.
No, I would respectfully decline. Thank you for the honor. I appreciate it. But my health problems have got me where I don't want to take any more of my time either.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Well, I'll reiterate Brenda's statement about process. The way we've done this for the last couple of years is we've done this by e-ballot. Members of the committee will all be sent out a email ballot, which they will return. There'll be instructions on who to return it to at the national office to do the tally. And this will be an STV. This will be a instant runoff election. And so we will have selected the chair by the next meeting in August. Hello?
Long to the fact.
Who's that, Lawrence?
Yes, sir. It's me, Lawrence.
Okay, you have the floor, Lawrence. There's a lot of noise on the line.
Okay, yeah, it's probably me because I'm in transit. So I just wanted to request that the nominees tell us about themselves and, you know, why they want to be the chair for the voting, if that's appropriate.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. We'll have statements by both of the nominees after we finish the nominations for secretary. Is there anybody else who wants to make a nomination for chair of the audit committee? Okay, well, we have, at this point, we just have two candidates. We have Brenda Medina and Fred Blair. Brenda, do you want to make statement right now?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Brenda Medina. This is my fourth year on the local station board at KPFK. I served on the PMB last year as a listener member representative for my station. This is my second year on the audit committee. Why I would make a good chair. One is that I like to make sure that I get everyone on the stack. Two, I like to move the agenda along. So that's one of the things that I've done in other committees that I've sat on and that I've been chairing. Currently, I'm vice chair for my local station board. And I'm chair of our local personnel committee. I think I'm a pretty accessible person. I use the internet fairly well.
And I think that's pretty much it. If you all have any questions, let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Okay, well, I'm not very good at making public statements, but this is Fred Blair. I've served on the audit committee for 3 years, and for the last 2 years, I've been chair of the audit committee. I do have my deficiencies, but I think my main philosophy is that the committee runs the committee. It's the committee that makes the major decisions. The purpose of the chair is to provide a certain level of leadership and also attempt to keep the committee on a timeline and keep the committee focused on what the committee needs to actually do. And I think I've done that basically, but I do see faults in my performance. I'm not always as focused as I'd like, and I'm sometimes a little lazy and don't get things done that I should do before the committee meets. The chair always does more work than the regular committee members. So one of the major problems I've had as chair, which I'd like to reflect on, is since I'm not a director, I have not had information on what's taking place that I think the audit committee really needs. I know that the chair of the finance committee in the bylaws is specified to be a director. The audit committee is not, but I think it's a real deficiency that if the chair of the audit committee is not a director, I think there's so much information that and context that is unavailable to the chair that it makes decisions difficult. Or it makes organizing the committee difficult. So I would recommend, if possible, that the chair be a director. I don't have a lot more to say. I think I have learned over the last couple of years how to be a better chair. So, and if I get reelected, I will try and improve, definitely. Thank you. Okay, then I guess the next point would be nominations for secretary of the committee.
Lawrence, to the second.
Lawrence, you've got the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Jane Gatewood.
Okay. Are there any more nominations?
Yeah. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes. Please.
I'd like to nominate Kim Kaufman.
Okay. Are there any more nominations?
Point of information.
You have the floor, Kim. What's your point of information?
Is Jane Gatewood on the call, and does she accept?
This is Jane Gatewood, and if Kim is willing to serve as secretary, I would respectfully decline. I really have more than I can handle, but thank you.
Are there any additional nominations?
Mr. Chair, this is Richard Uzzell.
Richard, you have the floor.
I'd like to move that we elect Jim Kaufman as secretary by acclamation.
Is there any objections?
I'm sorry, I missed that. Did Jane Gatewood not?
Jane professed that she would prefer not to be secretary because of her. She's got too many things on her plate, if possible, but she didn't decline directly. Richard moved that we accept Kim Kaufman by acclamation. Do I hear any objections? Not hearing any objections, Kim is elected secretary. Congratulations, Kim.
Okay, well, thank you all, and I'm going to do my first bad thing as the secretary. Hello, can you hear me?
Somebody's trying to speak, Kim. Can you? Somebody's trying to speak over you. Hello? Go ahead, Kim.
I am going to get off the call now, since all business other than the formality of how you're going to work out the election, you can discuss, and I'll go back and listen to the audio and send out the minutes, but
it seems to me that there was
a call now.
Well, hold on, Kim. It seems to me there was a fifth point. I think we already went over that. That was the invitation of the
electorate. This is the last thing on the agenda.
Okay. Is there a does anyone want to suggest we adjourn?
Move to adjourn, thank you.
I'm sorry,
Mr. Chair.
Hold on, people are trying to speak.
Richard, to the stack before.
Okay, Richard, you have the floor.
I guess it's a point of order or something like that. Yeah. You might want to advise people what they need to do for this vote.
Yes.
Because I don't think everybody might be aware of it.
Make everybody aware of what they have to do for what?
To vote for the chair between Brenda and yourself. Need to send those votes to the national office to our guest list, Michelle.
All the members of the audit committee will receive an email ballot, and the instructions will be included in the ballot how to actually. Where to email it at the national office to be for the vote. And I assume the national... Hello? Hello,
yes,
Richard, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
So everybody on the committee should receive a ballot, including those that are not absent tonight, to vote for the chair. And I assume the national office will inform us of what the actual vote is.
Okay, set up a timeline. I know you mentioned, sorry, this is Brenda. I know you mentioned before the next meeting. So will that be included as the deadline for folks to submit their votes?
I gather so. The next meeting is, I believe, August 26th. So people need to vote for selection of the chair before that for the next meeting, so we'll have a chair. I will contact the national office about sending out the email to the members of the committee for the vote. I'll find out who's actually going to do that and the details about that. So I'll take responsibility for getting that organized with the national office, if that's all right.
Fred, may Lawrence to the second real quick?
Yeah. You have the floor, Lawrence.
Yeah, do you mind if I recommend that that a neutral party do that, somebody that doesn't have a stake in the election, maybe Ken Kaufman or even Richard or Hank or somebody else, if that's okay with you. No reflection on you, of course.
Well, I didn't think we could sway the vote by talking to the national office, but it's all right with me. Since Kim is a director and she can talk to the staff at the national office, whoever is going to be responsible for this. Kim, are you on the line? Well, okay. You suggested Kim.
Suggested Kim, or even one of the directors, Hank or Jose Luis. Jose Luis is up in KPFA. I don't know. I know he has a lot on his plate, but you know.
Well, it's Jose Luis KPFA.
Can I be recognized?
Jose, you got the floor.
I would suggest that the interim chair speak with the secretary, and this is the secretary's duty to set up these elections, and the secretary has gone through this process with the PMB when we populated the committees. The secretary of the PMB sent out an email with details and the voting and where it was supposed to be sent to be tallied up.
You're talking about the secretary of the PMB, not the secretary of the audit committee.
Correct. The secretary of the PMB set up the process, and the secretary of the audit committee, who's on the PMB, knows the process that's followed by the PMB. So just follow that process. So I would suggest that the chair just ask the secretary to follow the PMB secretary process in populating the committees. And,
that sounds simple enough. I don't... Lawrence?
Yeah, that's fine with me. That's fine.
Okay. In any case, I will not be sending out the emails. I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that, getting that organized. Okay?
Thank you.
Is there any additional business at this point?
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there any objection to adjourning? We are adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.